Today's sponsor is Home Theater Solutions. Absolutely love these guys. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. All right, good morning and welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts, good morning. On this Sunday morning, September the 25th, 2022. Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry to bring you in on a Sunday.
It's all good. It's all good.
So, Sean Roach.
Yes.
And, you know, our buddy Rob West, he's got his hand, he's always got his toe dipped in something.
Yes,
and
he does.
What I love about him is he's always calling me. He's like, I got a guy. I got a guy. And so he called me, and he said, I got a guy, Sean Roach, and he's doing some great clothing lines, or a clothing line, or line. I don't know how we... It's basically devoted to Addicted to Success, which
yes.
is the brand.
Yes.
And I reached out, and I love the story, so I asked you if you'd come on, and of course you were like all about it, mm-hmm. which I think anybody that's trying to promote something should be all about it.
Definitely.
Right?
Yep.
Especially when there's... opportunities to get out there and spread the word.
Yes.
So, you want to share a little of your story?
Yes. Sean Roach, owner of Addicted to Success, from originally Georgetown, Delaware. Graduated out of Central High School.
Okay.
Played basketball there. Enjoyed the time there. And basically, you know, when I got out of school, how I started, my teacher. She was always big on going to college, being successful in life, going to college. And it just college just wasn't my thing, and I never went. And she always said, well, if you don't go to college, you're not going to be anything in life. So, you know.
Don't you hate that?
Oh, I do. I do, because, you know, college is not for everyone, you know. So, but you're still not going to tell someone that they're not going to be anything in life. So
right. That's
how everything started, and that always stuck with me. Like, my teacher told me I'm not going to be successful. So, you know, I got a job. I work at M&T Bank, and I've been there for, 17 years.
Wow.
I enjoyed that. 17 years seems like a long time. So, and I always wanted to do a clothing brand, but I just didn't know how to start, how to, get out there and things like that. And it just fell by the wayside. And I think 2021 is when the COVID happened.
Yep.
And I got COVID real bad.
Oh,
had
did
to
you?
Had to get rushed to the hospital and
oh,
everything.
No.
Yes, it was terrible. And I think I needed, everything happened for a reason, because I needed that time to, slow down. I was off of work for about 2 weeks. And once I got better, I was just sitting in my room. And I said, I'm going to start this clothing brand. So I went to YouTube and just did everything on YouTube, showed me how to do it, brought the equipment, and got my design. Shout out to Shamik. He graduated at Cape Malopen. He's like an artist, and
okay.
he made my logo up. And
I love it.
I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. I told him what I wanted. I want Addicted to Success, but I want In Room and Normals, the two. And
yeah, how do you Google that? Right. Well, you can use the two, but
right, yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
I was telling my wife and I were looking, and I'm like, do you do two eyes? I did go to school, but where is the Roman numeral mm-hmm. two on the keyboard?
Right, right. So yeah, it's just the two eyes. It just looked better on my design. I'm a big Eagles fan, so I told him. I said I want some wings in there as well. So that's where the wings come
Sean,
from.
Sean, the Eagles.
Oh yeah,
they look good this year.
Oh yes.
You don't want to say anything, do you? You don't want to ruin it, right?
No, I don't care. I'm telling everybody, we're going all the way.
Well, listen. We're going to talk about a few things, but I'm going to take a side ramp here because I've always been a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
I grew up in New Mexico.
Okay.
That was the team that when, because we didn't have a team,
mm-hmm.
right? It wasn't the New Mexico Roadrunners. It was nothing. So we had the Cowboys. And I can tell you, man, I watched that game the other night and I became a little bit of an Eagles fan.
Yeah, come on.
A great game.
Oh, yes, it was.
It was a great game, and I'm a little concerned.
Ooh, so you're still a Dallas fan right now?
Well,
right?
Man, football's funny, right?
I mean, it is.
We love football. I love good football.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever the team is playing, I can respect that. I can take those blinders off. And, just because I'm a Cowboys fan doesn't mean that I can't say the Eagles played some damn good football.
Right.
So I love football. I love the game of it. I'll always be a Cowboys fan, but, you know, it's a rough experience.
Yeah, that's America's team right
it's there. Well, whatever. But I guess what I'm here to say to you as a Cowboys fan, your Eagles look pretty damn good.
Yes,
man.
They do.
So good for you.
Yes, I can't wait for the day to play the Washington Redskins. Well, not the Commanders. The Commanders. They play the Commanders today. So
I just want to back up a little bit. You know, a lot of things. The first part of your story, you know, that we're starting to come out of this passive aggressive sort of time in our life where people said, yeah, if you didn't go to college, it was dig ditches and work at McDonald's. That was like, if you don't go to college, this is what you're left with. And we're starting to see that be a difference, you know, or a change in that, because that pandemic, you know, you took 2 weeks off in bed. Everybody else took off 2 years, right?
Right.
And now we're all starting, not everybody, but a big portion of people are like, you know, what's this about? You know, my wife worked at a bank for a long time, and during after the pandemic, she quit. She doesn't work. She stays home with the kids now, and we just figure it out. We give up on some things, and we focus our funds towards other things so we can have that. But it found out it's more important for us to have our kids and my wife be together during the day instead of, well, you know, they're at school, but instead of working to put them in daycare and all that other stuff. So
right.
A lot of different things. A lot of people have come to a conclusion that they're into doing something new, which I think is awesome.
Right.
And I think we're at a time now you can do it. I mean, I don't know where you got your website. It's great. But, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to build great websites, to make online stores. So it's just the right time. And, you know, I read this book, The Fourth Turning, which talks about this 85 years sequential of time where we're in the – right now we're in the crisis. But it says in the end it's going to be the millennials that's going to save us. And I'm like, whoa, what's that? But it's the artists, you know, it's the people that are, you know, 2 years ago, your guy was working in the bank, 2 years later, and he's got his own clothing line. You know, it's not like, and people are saying, well, you know, people don't want to work. People want to work, but they want to do things that they want to do.
Right.
And it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
So it's great that I love what you're doing.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
So you got your design.
Yeah. Got my design. And, you know, then I said, you know, let me put it on some shirts. So, you know, I put it on some shirts and started with my family. You know, I said, hey, you like this? And, you know, everybody's supportive, my brother, my mom. So everybody was supportive of it. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and open up a clothing brand and get it started. Because like you said, I'm passionate about this. Yes, I have my 9-to-5, but I also do this as well. So, and I'm loving it. Basically, I opened it January the 7th of this year. So I've been open for about a good eight months.
Congratulations.
And it's getting bigger than what I expected already, and just only in 8 months. So, and, you know, I have my good friend, Jimmy Allen. You know, we play basketball together when he comes back. We put bowl together. So I told him about it and gave him some merchandise, and he loves it. So he's very, very supportive of it. And just about maybe two, three weeks ago, we had a conversation. He said, you know what? I want to be co-owner. I love it so much. I want to be co-owner. So I'm definitely appreciated for that now that me and him are co-owner of this brand now.
Very nice. Well, yeah. Jimmy Allen's a great guy, great supporter of Delaware and the East in Sussex County. We had Del Maid on. They were great. They're big supporters of Jimmy Allen. I like that he's supporting several people.
Yeah.
But – you know, and one day maybe Jimmy Allen will come on.
Right.
You know, keep working at it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get him to come on and support his brand, right?
Yeah.
One of these days.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. I mean, and it's funny when you make something, right? Because I've made a few things and put them out there and you're like, ah, oh boy. You know, because you almost need like a separation from you, because your friend's like, oh, you made this? And you're like, yeah. Oh, it's okay.
Right,
like,
right.
No, I didn't make it. Another guy made it. I love it. It's always, you got to have almost a little separation from yourself, from the product. But it sounds like it's going great.
Mm-hmm. Definitely is.
Well, we went on your store. We bought a bunch of stuff. I bought a couple hundred bucks worth.
I appreciate it.
Well, so not to help.
Right.
Okay. Listen, we want to support, but dude, we went in it. First of all, you have a camouflage hoodie with rhinestone logo.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, get me one. I'm like, all right. So then I'm like, well, I want the other one that doesn't have rhinestones. So I got that hoodie. I told you on the phone, I'm still a big Pat McAfee, but I had his hoodie last year and I don't know what I did with it. Mm. And we're starting to get into hoodie weather.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, great. So, and then this story came up, and I'm like, oh, there's my hoodie.
There it is.
We're going to Firefly today, and I'm going to wear it.
Okay. Yes,
excited.
Sir. Yes.
We actually, I think we get to get into the artist compound.
Okay.
So maybe I'll...
Right. Yeah.
Try to snap a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did you... Who built your website?
Well, nobody built it. I built it myself. It was on Shopify. I went, you know, like I said, I YouTube everything. How to get a website, and the first thing that was on there was Shopify. So I just had to, you know, go to Shopify, sign up, you know, it costs like $30 a month to run the website on Shopify. And I just had to upload my pictures and everything like that. And hey.
Well, I wasn't going to imply that you built it, but it's great. Mm-hmm. And I thought, because I also built a website and it looks similar, mm-hmm. which is great. But I guess my point is, a person, if they do a little research, mm-hmm. they can make their own website.
Oh, yeah.
And it isn't that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you have, so do they provide like the ability to do the online shopping and the mm-hmm. credit cards and all that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's the future? Big time? Are you going to stay? Are you going to stay in Delaware?
Oh, yeah. I'm staying in Delaware, man. Okay. I love Delaware. You know,
stay grounded?
Yeah, I stay grounded. So, I love Delaware. Even though I love going where it's warm at here and there, but I'm always, it's nothing like Delaware, so I'm always Delaware.
Well, we are in sort of a little bubble here. It's a little bit of paradise. And,
right.
I'm like you. I'll never leave. It's terrible.
Right.
Don't come here, but I'm never leaving.
Ooh, the traffic in the summer. Oh, whew.
Well, you know, it's funny. We just moved out of Rehoboth. We actually moved down Robinsonville, and I'm like, wow, there's like a whole new world. You know, when we moved to Rehoboth, we're like, of course, we're Rehoboth. Support Rehoboth. But now that we're out of Rehoboth, I'm like, let's go to Long Neck. Let's go to Millsboro. Let's go out there, Georgetown, and just finding a lot of great, whether it's a restaurant or retail spaces outside of Rehoboth. We'll always love Rehoboth and support it, but... There's a lot of great stuff here.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know you had the hair salon right next door. So that's, mm-hmm. that's good. How long you been doing that?
I had sort of like a Sean Roach moment myself.
Okay.
But it didn't take place in a hospital bed. It took place on a golf course.
Okay.
And I had gotten into sort of that same kind of thing. Got into a job because I didn't go to college. You know, I chose partying and mm-hmm. having a lot of fun and I skipped all that, and so I was late to the party, and I finally went to Rutgers and got a degree in turf management and hated it, just hated it, hated every day of it. And it was written all over my face. I wasn't passionate about it, and I did it for 9 years, and then finally I was like, I got to do something else, man. And so I quit, and we came back to Rehoboth, and I said, it was kind of like a Seinfeld moment, you know, where George, do you ever watch Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Where George is sitting on the ground, he's like, I like animals. Jerry's like, I think you need an education, George. It was like that. I'm like, and I go, maybe I'll do hair. And Drexel was a big supporter of that. And just never turned back and enjoyed every minute of it. And finally, you know, probably like you, if you do something, you probably want to get the best, get the most out of it. So worked at a couple salons and eventually decided to open my own place.
Okay, yeah.
Took the risk, took the leap.
Yes.
Opened my own spot, came in, instant millionaire. Not.
Right, I wish it was that easy.
Well, and I, you know, there's a lot of, I love people that start small businesses on their, like little small businesses, because I remember when the salon first opened, my buddy Matt was alive, I remember calling him, and I'm like, I think I got $4,000 in the bank. He's like, have you paid the rent? I was like, well. No. Have you paid any of the bills? I was like, no. He's like, you don't have any money.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'll call you next month.
Right.
But you learn, you know, there's a lot of things to learn, and one of them is accountability, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is all on your shoulders.
Yes, it is.
So you, I was looking at the website. It looks like you got shirts, right?
Oh, yeah, I got shirts.
You got hats.
Hats.
You got hoodies.
Hoodies.
Sweatsuits.
Sweatsuits.
Now, wait a minute. Can I get a sweatsuit?
Of course.
Now, is this like a velour one, or is this just...
It's the same what I got on right now.
Okay.
You know, it's just got the pants to match the logo on the...
I love it.
You know?
Well, you know what else I like about your logo? And I don't know if you... I'm sure you're big brain figured this out, but I love the wings and I love the two and I love the addicted to success, but it's not, you don't only see addicted to success, mm-hmm. right? Because we also want to be addicted to humility, right? Mm-hmm. We can't constantly, it's funny when you type in addicted to success, it's just speaker after speaker mm-hmm. trying to motivate you and motivate you. And, you know, there's some humility in success. There's a lot mm-hmm. of things, you know, as a person that has kids, you know, we have to try to teach a balance because, you know, if you watch the Steelers game, that guy caught the one-handed catch the other night, and then all they did was compare it to Odell. And,
right.
And I forgot, you know, I'll never forget when the Giants lost to the Cowboys that day. But but that catch. And so, you know, I have an 11-year-old, and we try to keep it balanced, but he loves the idea of catching a one-handed football. You're right?
I bet.
So, but it's about the work that goes into it, you know? And that's why I think it's fun to have guys like yourself that it just isn't all success, mm-hmm. right? There's some ups and downs, and you got to work through it.
Definitely, you know, like being successful, you know, you got to be built for the struggle, you know. So if you're not built for the struggle, then you're not built for success. So you got to definitely be willing to go through the fire to get where you want to be.
Well, I like to say if you're not struggling, you're not living.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because if it's all success, it can be a bit hell.
Right.
Hellish. So what's the future?
You know, I still got a couple things coming, new things. Like you said something about velour, so I'm working on some velour sweatsuits still. So I got some new jackets that's coming, some new colorways, thinking about doing a football collection.
Okay.
So, you know, the black and green for Eagles, black and purple for the Ravens. And,
right.
You know, I got some blue and gray for you Cowboys fans.
Silver.
I got silver,
man. It's not gray.
Silver. I got some of that for the Cowboys fans. And I'm going to do, like, I'm from South Central, so, you know, I'm coming with the blue and gold and blue. And I'm going to do something for Cape as well, you know, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just trying to grow and think of new ideas, things like that.
I think it sounds like you're right on your way. I mean, like I said, we big fan of your stuff. Mm-hmm. Dropped a bunch of money. I'm like, well, not a bunch, but you know, we get into it. Next thing you know, we're suited up for the whole winter.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. So the other, are you going to do like knit caps?
What is coming in the future?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, how do you pick and choose which is like? Do you get feedback? People reach out.
Yeah, I get feedback, and I have a website. You know, I put my designs on different items to see what it looks like, and then I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? You know, so
nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been here all your life?
Oh yeah, Delaware, all my life, little old Delaware.
Oh, first date.
Yeah, definitely first date, baby. Yes, indeed.
Small and mighty.
You got that right.
How was your summer?
It was good. Basically. Because I started in the wintertime, so it was basically, I was coming out with hoodies in the wintertime. So in the summertime, I got to do a lot of pop-up shows. So I recently went, it's a big-time rapper named Rick Ross. He had like a big, amazing car show.
Yeah.
And I went there and networked with a lot of different people and got my stuff on, reached out to different artists that was there. And that was a big, huge experience to get my name out there in Atlanta. It was in Atlanta, Georgia. I did that. And then, of course, we had a Betty Fest. And I was, you know, blessed enough to do the Betty Fest. Yep. So I made a huge success at the Betty Fest. I met a lot of people at the Betty Fest. They came and supported me and bought a lot of my, you know, items there. So I'm just doing a lot of pop-up shows. I have a pop-up show next week. In Millsboro, it's like the Tractor Supply. So I got a big like farmers market thing out there next Saturday.
Is that down by just down from BJ's?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where you can get the best flannels in town.
So, yeah.
It's my flannel connection right there at the tractor store.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So that's all I've been doing, just different, trying to go to different places, get my name out there. You know, I just started, so not a lot of people know about me. So. Just trying to network and just get my name and get my business up.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I love to watch. Oh, is that you? Maybe the computer.
Yeah, it can't be.
Well, I love to watch just these. The cool thing about doing this podcast is a lot of people come on that are usually getting started, mm-hmm. right? Not most people. I mean, we've had a few established people in, but you know, the whole point is networking and meeting right. people. And you know, we've talked about cooperation over competition, trying to support whether you're in the shirt apparel business or the hair business or restaurant business. Always, you know, having your hand out whenever you know a competitor might have some issues or need some help, you know, always being available for them. I don't know if you can do that as much in your business, but it's the attitude. It's the mental attitude that, listen, we're here to help. You right. know, we're not here, you know, addicted to success isn't always mean like you failure, right?
Right,
it's
right.
like, you know, success can also mean helping other people.
Definitely.
Helping people that have, you know, and low points, right?
Right.
And, sort of redefining success. And that's mm-hmm. sort of kind of what I felt like with you. It isn't just the one-handed catch, but it's, you know, being available for your neighbors or being available for other people, your friends, and that's success as well.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I recently gave some hoodies and some shirts to some kids that, you know, didn't have it for
yeah.
school. So I said, you know, if you just come to me, tell them to come to me, I'm going to give them some stuff. So
yeah.
I'm all about helping anyone, you know.
Yep.
Always big on that.
I appreciate it. So what do you think? This can be a good football season? Do you is football your only pastime? Are you a baseball fan and a hockey fan and just
it's
football?
It's football and basketball. I'm a bigger basketball fan than I'm in football.
Okay.
So Sixers all the way.
Okay. Who's the guy? Who was the guy that was sitting on the bench for a while? Is he Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
Oh, don't mention him around Philly.
Oh no. Is he still in? Is he still a 76er?
No, we got him out of there. We got him out of there. He's Brooklyn now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then KD won it out.
Yeah, KD won it out, but he's back in Brooklyn, so they got their original squad. So Ben Simmons is over there, but when he comes to Philly. Ooh, he's going to get booed.
Yeah, it's funny where you can take a guy who's amazing and put him in the wrong environment for whatever reason, whether it was the environment or him or just the two together, and it not work. And then, you know, sort of an example would be like Tannehill, right? He was with Miami.
Right.
And the quarterback, and I think it's right, Tannehill.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved him over to the Titans,
mm-hmm.
and he was great.
Right. You're definitely right about that. It's always about your situation.
Yeah, it's situational.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Matt Stafford, he's another great example.
Exactly.
Even though
right.
we're starting to see a little old Matt Stafford this year.
Right. Yeah, that's a prime example.
Mm-hmm. So I was telling you earlier, we're getting ready to go to Firefly, and you said you haven't been.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
You're going to have to get out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know where we're going today? T-Pain.
Yeah, I heard T-Pain's coming over there.
T-Pain.
I heard T-Pain's coming over there today, yeah.
Well, and Dua Lipa's closing the whole event out tonight, but T-Pain is, like, going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, you look at a lineup like a Firefly four-day weekend, and you look at, you know, Halsey, Chemical Romance, Green Day, and Dua Lipa. Those are the four headliners. And you base your whole weekend off those four people. And we do the Discovery Music Podcast, and we've gone through all the music, just picking through every band playing. And, you know, if I based all my choices just on those four people, you know, I'd be a 50-50. But when you start right. digging into the guys just getting started, guys and ladies just getting started, and I call them the Easter eggs. There's a band that's playing today at 12:45. That's why I asked if we could do this a little earlier,
right.
called Oh He Dead, O-H-H-E-D-E-A-D, Oh He Dead. Awesome. They're out of D.C. I just love these folks. And they came on the podcast, and they're playing at 12:45 on Sunday, right? That's like, I mean, it's great to play, but, you know, it's the opposite of headlining, right?
Right.
And so you have to, you know, have a broad, I have to have a broad opinion or open mind on everything, because I don't want to miss all the great stuff, you know?
Right.
And sometimes, you know, you get caught up in the super successful people and you miss the ones coming up.
Coming up, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know, it doesn't feel like you're coming up. It feels like you're sort of up there, which is all right.
Mm-hmm.
But do you work with other people coming up? Like, do you have kids come up and say, "John, I love what you're doing. Give me some pointers." You're like, anything without wings, man.
Right. Not yet. I haven't had anyone come up to me yet, but, you know, I'm all for it. You know, I haven't been open for a year, but I'm still, you know, I'm all for it. I have a 5-year-old son.
And, awesome.
He loves wearing his stuff to school. And he said, Daddy's, one of my kids, they loved your stuff. I said, oh, they did. I said, okay, you got to get the information. I give him one.
www.2success.com.
That store.
Yeah, that store.
Yeah, so, and that's another thing I want to eventually get, like a little store. So that's going to be in the future, too, so someone can come up, you know, to the store and buy some things, too. So that's another thing I want to do in the future as well.
Well, I was talking. Yeah. I did a podcast yesterday with the folks from Rehoboth Main Street, and they're doing a big fashion show. Where's the poster? Right there. Well, I'll show it to you. But they're doing a big fashion show, and I was telling them about you, and they're like, "Well, have him get a hold of us. Maybe he can do a table."
Okay.
You know, they're gonna have tables, and they're gonna have the fashion show. And when you get a table, you deck the table out, right? Mm-hmm. You make it all fancy and fix it all up. But that's another way. That may be an idea of getting some of your stuff out as well because, right. What's better than fashion than at a fashion show?
Yeah, definitely.
But I'll show you the poster, but they were very interested. They're like, we need to get a hold of him.
Okay.
They probably want your money, man. But listen, it's a give and take.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to give some advice, what would be some words of wisdom if someone was, because, the t-shirt game is big time now. I mean, it's all merch. Mm-hmm. People love merch. We even do podcasts. We were trying to get merch, and this other girl that I tips that I do the podcast, she's like, "We need merch." So, what would be? Do you have any advice?
I would say, just try to think out the box, try to be original, and try to, if you're passionate about it, I would say just go for it.
Yeah. When you came up with your design, did you run it by a bunch of people, or did you just go with it?
I just went with it. I told my friend what I liked, and I seen it, and I said, man, I like it. I think I might have shared it to my brother and my cousin. That's about it.
Did you start hiding it?
Huh? No. I didn't start hiding it. I said, man, I'm ready. I'm ready to put it on. I want to see it on a shirt. I want to see it on some hats. I want to see it on some hoodies.
So yeah.
That's what I was excited about. And then once, I got my first, I've seen it on the hoodies, I said, oh, yeah. I said, I love it. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny when, when you come up with a great idea and you feel like, oh, I can't tell anybody, right? Because someone's going to steal my great idea.
Right.
I remember I built an app, the Rehoboth Social app, which is not running because I was not prepared for the amount of money that was going to go into that. I got it built, but I remember in the beginning, I'm like, and I was just talking to people and they're like, well, what's the idea? And I go, well, I don't know. I don't know if I can tell you. But now going through all of the work and hard, the stressful and the ups and downs, I realized that it takes more than just a good idea.
Right.
It takes like a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And I had a guy call me just recently. It was like a friend of his knew that I had built an app and he was thinking about building one. And he called to just get my, not advice, but my thoughts on building an app. And I said, don't do it. Right. It's a lot of work and a lot of money. But I'm like, but after saying that, I go, well, what's your idea? And he goes, well, I don't know if I can, I don't want to say it. And I'm like, dude, I mean, no, it takes so much work to build something just because it's a great idea. I think we're all sort of stuck on that Instagram story when Instagram made Instagram and then Facebook bought it for like a ton of money.
Right.
And we're like, oh, that's me. Right. Facebook's going to buy everything. And but it's just it takes a lot of work. But man, when you come up with a great idea, it's good.
Yep. Definitely.
So what's you got big. So you work every day?
Oh, yeah. Work every day. But I can say I am blessed because I work remotely from home.
Okay.
So, every day, 9 to 5, every day on the phones. I used to be, we was in the office. It's the office right behind Arby's in Millsboro. That big, I don't know if you ever noticed it, but that big building.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. But ever since COVID. And,
yep.
They let everybody start working from home. So, yeah, I've been working at home.
That's great. Maybe next year we can, hopefully maybe we can get your partner to come on with you and we can promote this and do some, maybe team up for Firefly next year. And,
yeah.
Because we're going to really, we've been doing this podcast and I said this, because the folks I do the Discovery Music podcast with, I said, this year we're going to focus on getting into Firefly and like podcasting and really doing some work. Because, sometimes for me at least, I believe that if I work hard at it, eventually people will care.
Right.
Right. I've tried to do it in the way where I want you to care before I do all the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always great. So my philosophy is let's just keep working at it and let's keep working at it. And this will be our fourth year. And I'm like, 4 years later, you know, maybe we've done enough work that they can start to consider us somebody that can maybe come and work there. But, you know, if we can do that, maybe we can team up, bring
right.
you guys over and push them shirts and hats mm-hmm. and all that great stuff.
Definitely. I'm all with it.
Are you a bigger fan of summer or winter? Probably sell more hoodies in the winter.
Yeah. But I have shorts and tanks in the summer too. So, you know, but I like the summer. I like going to the beach with my son, letting him run in the sand and things like that. So I would say summer. I would say summer. Even though I don't like the sun too much, long enough under the umbrella, I'm cool.
You're good?
I'm cool.
Literally.
Right.
How did having the sun change you?
It changed me a lot. You know, slowed me down, you know, because when I didn't have a son, you know, I was 21, I was going out to the club every
yeah.
weekend. Secrets were all my boys. So having a son slowed me down, and I love him to death. So he has if you go on my Instagram, he has a little video as well on my Instagram that I made up, and everybody love it.
Well, it's funny, and I have a 10, an 11, and a 17-year-old.
Okay.
And I think I'm about to hire my 10 and 11-year-old.
Right.
Because they can lay out some TikTok videos.
Oh, yeah. That's the new thing, TikTok.
It's the new thing. People, you know, I get to stand back and watch all these people lose their mind because they have this opinion because this big generation that we just sort of came out of feels like the world's one way. And the world changed in 2 years, and this is it.
Right.
And it's about videos and art and music and collaborating and all this great stuff. And my daughter is great at making freaking TikTok videos. And so the other night, she's like, "Daddy, we got to cut open this big mango." My father-in-law bought her this organic giant mango. I've never seen. It looked like a cantaloupe. It was huge. And I'm like, "Well, you want to make a TikTok video of it?" She's like, "Oh, yeah." So boom, out with the phone. And she's like, "All right, cut it." I'm like, "Okay." And then she told me what to do. I did everything. And then we posted it. She put a little Eddie Vedder on it. And next thing you know, 5,000 views.
Wow.
5,000 views of the giant organic cantaloupe, which I just cut with a knife. That was it.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's great.
Yes, it is.
Because I personally do not have the patience to make TikTok videos. It's just...
Yeah, I didn't start it. Because, you know, that's the next big thing. So I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and make a TikTok. Because that's the next big thing. So... You know, anybody can go viral any minute, so I had to make one.
Well, we were laughing on the other podcast. I go, when are they gonna start selling half a song? Because that seems like
right.
It seems like that's all we care about. Listen, when I was a kid, when I took guitar, and I only wanted to learn enough of the song that you would finally recognize what song it was,
mm-hmm.
and you'd be like, "Oh yeah, I know that song." I'd be like, "All right, next song." Like I didn't want to learn the middle or the
right.
end. I just wanted the glory beginning,
mm-hmm.
and that's sort of where we're headed.
Yeah,
it's like I'll sell you 15 minutes of my song or 15 seconds of my song.
Yeah,
it's so fun, and I tell you, they're very cool. I really enjoy it, and I'm not I'm wondering what's next. I guess VR reels. I don't know.
Who knows.
Did you ever watch Cracked Mirror?
No.
It was on Netflix. It's sort of like, remember The Twilight Zone? You ever remember
mm-hmm.
that show?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a kind of updated version of The Twilight Zone. But there's a great clip in there, or whatever it is, where these guys are playing the gaming. It's like 20 years, 30 years in the future. And they're playing these games. And the guy's like, yeah, he comes to his birthday and brings him a game. He's like, "Oh, man, I've been wanting to check out this game." But 30 years in the future, you put this little disc on your temple,
mm-hmm.
and then you just kind of nod out. And then all of a sudden, you're like in the game.
Wow.
And he's like, "Let's fight." And the one guy is, so I think they're both, maybe one black guy, one white guy, I don't know. But the white guy is a woman, and the black guy is an Asian dude. In the game. It's like Street
yeah.
Fighter.
Okay.
You remember Street Fighter?
Yeah.
"Let's fight." And then they start battling. Well, these two guys fall in love in the game. It's so... And, dude, you got to see it. It's just funny. But that's this VR world that's sort of... You know, we're just emojis, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can just be whatever we want to be. Do you ever watch Joe Rogan's podcast?
No.
Probably not. Well, he had Mark Zuckerberg on, which I thought was, I personally became a huge fan of his. Besides the fact that he's a billionaire, if you can get past that part,
right.
Really awesome guy and has everything. But he was like, you know, man, all we ever wanted to do was to build a platform that would empower people. You know, just ability to, you know, be unique, right? Because that's sort of what life is. It's in our journey. It's always these little moments to try to be unique, stand out, whether it's with a great Addicted to Success hoodie. I'm going to stand out today.
Yeah.
I'm going to be unique. But that's sort of what life is, right? Mm-hmm. It's always finding opportunities to be unique. And Mark was like, or Mr. Zuckerberg, excuse me. He was like, you know, that's all we ever wanted to do was just build a platform and allow people to have their moment and empower them, whether they're an artist or a musician or whatever. And he's like, we never got in the business to tell you if, you know, Biden said one thing or the other. We don't know anything about that.
Right.
And I thought that was really cool. I thought, you know, that's what life is now. And that's sort of what the social media is. It's just ability to have moments of being unique.
Yes.
And it's awesome.
Definitely is.
It's very cool. Well, listen, man, I've told you before, I'm super proud of you, proud for you, excited for you. Thank you for coming on this podcast. Thank you for the hat. I appreciate the hat. And I gave you my merch.
Yeah, I appreciate everything.
You can see the artistic design in that. Yeah. Those are Wi-Fi antennas, if you didn't realize. I got one hat left, but you probably wear your own hat. But I get it.
Yeah.
We got you a cool cup. Mm-hmm. But listen, thank you. Thanks for coming on. And anything you want to talk about?
If you want to reach out to me, it's my website, www.addictedtosuccess.store. And my Instagram is the same thing, addictedtosuccess.store. And TikTok, Facebook, same thing, addictedtosuccess.store. And it's T-O for the two. So, you know, just reach out to me and, you know, get some merch.
Get some merch.
Yes, sir.
Well, I can tell you just from my personal opinion, it's great. I love it. With my wife, like I said, we went through your website. And she's like, oh, rhinestones.
Right. Yeah, the ladies love the rhinestones. You know, rhinestones and the men. I love wearing my rhinestones, too. It really shines at night. So,
yeah,
she's going to love it.
My wife, she wears some old Victoria's Secret. Remember pink? Remember you say pink on the back?
Oh, yeah.
In those velour pants?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, she loves them velour pants. So you let me know when start dropping the velour sweatsuits and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, drip myself in the Lord, like Elvis.
Yeah, and you know, I appreciate you too for giving me the time and the platform. I did go through your the Instagram, and I actually see my cousin on there, International Teron Hall. He's my cousin, so
okay.
I guess
T Hall.
T Hall, that's my cousin. Yeah,
dude, I love.
Yeah,
you know where I met that guy?
I think I heard a little bit of it. You said something about fireworks, right?
He was selling fireworks.
Okay.
He had a fireworks stand.
I didn't do that.
And I went in there, and I've never seen a guy more cut and a more awesome human specimen in all my life. And I'm like, dude, I don't know, your biceps. Can you come on? Can you bring your biceps on the podcast? And just respect, right? He is awesome.
Yes.
And then we actually started a sports podcast, and I went to him, I go, I don't really know anything about sports. I feel like I'm terrible here. So where is he?
Right now, you're probably in Florida getting ready. You're probably going to the Dolphins game.
He is in Miami. Yeah, he's spinning down there. Dolphins.
So yeah, so that's why I say I'm going to start a football collection, because he's always asked me, got anything orange or two? I need something for Miami Dolphins. I said, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it this year. So
I love that guy.
Happy.
You know,
he's going to be happy.
Doing this podcast, I get to meet a lot of people. I haven't met any person I haven't liked. I've met every person I've met, I've liked. We've done, I was just looking at 309 episodes of this podcast, and every person, I want to talk to 1,000 people. That's my goal.
Right.
And 309 people, I've loved every one of them, but there are some people that stand out, and he's one of them. He's just freaking so cool, man. He's just, he's that guy. And I wanted so bad to do a sports podcast with him because he's just so cool.
Right.
I go, I just don't got it, damn it. And I felt bad. I'm glad he's doing good. I hope. In fact, 4th of July, that fireworks stand was up, and I was going to go see if he was in there, but I didn't get a chance to. I don't know. Did he sell fireworks this year?
I'm not sure. I'm not even sure.
What I love about him, he's like, I'll do whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, definitely. He's down in Miami. Yeah, he's selling fireworks. Yeah. He's over here. He's living. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I seen you had Tyrone on here, too.
Yeah, that's Jimmy's brother, father-in-law.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. Boy, yeah. He's been on a couple times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had him. I had him on, and then I had him and the guys from Delmade on.
Yeah, okay.
And,
they all great. They're great, a bunch of guys, yeah.
We got great stuff going on here in Delaware.
Definitely.
I talked to Tyrone not that long. It's like maybe a year. And I got to get him back on. He's a good guy. Yeah. Yeah, did you see? I mean, we've had a lot of people on the podcast.
Seen how long you've been doing it?
Probably a few years now.
Okay.
Well, we started doing, I think I started it just maybe a year before the pandemic hit.
Okay.
And my wife and I went to Mexico for our honeymoon, and I'm a big, huge fan of Joe Rogan. I know you know who Joe Rogan is. Yeah, so I love the free chat, the free flow conversation, you know, really no agenda, just go where it goes. And I'm like, you know, I'd like to try to do that. And the problem is he's Joe Rogan and he's huge and he makes it look easy. And, you know, there's always one thing that you always need is like a guest.
Right.
I'm like, well, can't do it by myself. So I started to reach out. And, you know, I feel like I've lived here 30 years. I moved here in 1994. And I'm sober, you know, so I feel like I'm putting my best self out there. So in turn, I made a lot of friends. And, you know, it's like Mary Kay, man. It's like Addicted to Success. You start hitting up your friends first.
Right, right.
And, but then after a while, you kept working at it, And then some people start reaching out. I didn't have to beg as hard. And now, you know, like Rob West.
Right.
I got two guys I need you to get on the podcast. Right? Yes, sir, Rob.
Yeah.
And it's a big, you know, it's a community now. And Rob knows that if I can ever help him, the door's always open. You know, it's about tools, right? Building basically a toolbox.
Definitely. And it's a good thing you mentioned Rob West because he's definitely a great guy.
You going to plug him?
No, I'm just saying that he has a big showcase coming.
That's Maryland, what I mean. We're going to plug him.
Maryland races Delaware March 25th, so... And I'm going to be a vendor at that show.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's Maryland Race of Delaware, March 25th at Cape and Lupin High School.
What I love about Rob West is Rob is trying to help build foundations for young people,
black
and white.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first met, it was always about, you know, button your shirt up, get your collar on. You know, he was, you know, tuck your shirt in. It's about, you know, if you're going to get success, you got to start off somewhere, and I think a good foundation, and I think that's what he's doing. He's teaching these young folks some foundation stuff so that, like, listen, if times get tough, back to basics.
Right.
You know, how am I dressing? How am I on time? Right? All these simple things, and I think, you know, we grew up, a lot of fathers maybe aren't around now. I don't know. I know as a dad, I love being a dad, but it's tough. So he's just doing a lot of great stuff, and I texted him the other day, I'm like, you know, I don't make any money from these podcasts. So when I start doing it, if I ever do, I will help give you some money. But I'm just, it's all volunteer and he understands. But, you know, like the door's always open for Rob West. Right. So what is it? Say it again, because let's give him that plug. Is it March?
Yes. March 25th at Cape and Lopin High School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is doing great stuff. Does he have a website?
Yes, he does. Gotta find it.
We'll probably have him on before that event.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Definitely is.
Who's the other guy? Rob West and the other guy. He came in here with, it was two of them. It was he has like a partner.
I know you're talking about, but I can't think of his name. Shoot. Right now. Can't think of his name.
Well, you'll think of it as you drive out the parking lot. You'll text me. It was Rob West. We love you, man.
Definitely.
And go check out that event, Cape Henlopen High School, March 25th. And you will be a vendor.
Yes. Yeah, I was a vendor there last year, so they want me to be a vendor there this year as well. So
definitely. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, thank you.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Love what you're doing.
You're welcome. Yeah, I love being available. I love, you know, and I'll tell you the same thing. The door is always open.
Yeah.
You got a new hat? come talk about it.
Okay.
You got a new velour suit? Come talk about
definitely.
It.
Yeah.
I could see that addicted to the success right on the butt. Wrong? Bad design?
Maybe we'll see. We'll see. I don't know.
Get out of my design,
right.
Sir.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, listen. I appreciate you. So addicted to success on Instagram, addicted to success on Facebook. And go check him out. Like I said, we bought a bunch of stuff. Love it. It's right here. He brought it in person.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to wear it today.
Yep.
And because we are going into hoodie weather.
Yes, we are. Getting the hoodie weather. It's starting to get chilly now. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got to stay warm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get COVID.
Right.
It's funny. I had a... My... You know, I have people come in this lot, and now they're all sick. And I'm like, you know, if this was 2 years ago, your ass would be in quarantine in the park. I mean,
right.
We're not.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can still wear a mask just because you have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's
any cough somebody do, they're like, ooh, you got COVID?
Yeah.
So, COVID-free. Right.
No COVID.
Mm.
Well, listen, that's the other thing. We got to be patient with one another.
Yeah.
We don't all get better as quick.
Right.
We're not all as healthy. And we don't need to look down on others that aren't as healthy as the rest of us. So
right.
Just take care of one another, support one another, cooperation over competition, and we can all have success.
Yes, we can.
All right, Sean Roach.
All righty.
Take it easy, brother.
All right.
Later.
All right.